On May 7, 1959, Shirley O'Neill risked her life to help the victim of a shark attack.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
O'Neill, an 18-year-old student, had gone swimming that day with Albert Cogler, also 18, on a beach in San Francisco Bay near the Golden Gate Bridge. They were about 50 yards from shore when a shark attacked Cogler, tearing off parts of his arm, shoulder, and back, causing severe bleeding. The only person nearby, O'Neill heard Cogler's cries and saw the water churning around him. Initially, she started to shore, but then turned back and swam to Cogler. The shark had apparently gone, so O'Neill put an arm around Cogler's chest and started paddling in through 2-foot swells. As they neared the beach, a fisherman cast out a weighted line. They were then pulled in to where bystanders could wade out. Cogler died in the hospital 2 hours later. The unprecedented shark attack garnered immediate national attention. An account of O'Neill's act was read into the Congressional Record the next week, and her Carnegie Medal was awarded in mid-June, barely 6 weeks after the incident.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org